you sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
It's time for us to drop a mini podcast on day 5 of camp. We got our wish.
Yeah, we did.
We got to see the team scrimmage a little bit. The plan for the team today was to scrimmage like a game.
Yeah.
We got to see, I don't know, 4.5 to 5 minutes?
Five and a half, maybe.
Yeah.
We were spoiled.
It's honestly a good opportunity to just sit back and see these guys compete. And I don't know, there were some fun glimpses out there. The main unit we saw for Sacramento was Fox, Ellis, Keegan Murray, McDaniels, and Len out there for the first team. And they had some nice moments.
What really stood out to you, though, with that?
Well, a couple of things. I thought, you know, in the time we watched.
Because it's a short amount of time.
I know, but you know me. My eyes are everywhere.
Okay.
Basketball mind.
Oh.
No. McDaniels had a couple of nice deflections. And I thought, Keegan. There was a stretch where he hit a transition three from De'Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Then next time down, soars up, great rebound, went up strong for it, and then pushed.
Yeah.
And we all want to see Keegan be more aggressive attacking the basket. He attacked the basket with a nice move. The defense came over to help. He dropped it off to Fox, who was right near the basket, who got fouled. And I love seeing that. It was an impressive take for the basket and a good decision-making from Keegan Murray.
You know, something that I didn't notice, but then was talked about once we were in the media scrums with Mike Brown, was at the end of the scrimmage, Mike Brown brought the team together, and he's talking to them like most coaches would talk. And
No. What's funny about this,
what?
Mike Brown is trying to talk quiet,
yep.
You know, because he knows media's in there, but you just hear the whispering of, you motherfuckers.
This motherfucker's got to make sure that this motherfucker is there for his teammate, because you can't let this shit happen. And he's whispering.
That's what cost you guys a series.
And what I love, I'm like, one, you're speaking my love language, so please say it a little bit louder. Yeah. But then when he was asked about it in the media scrums after, he's like, you guys heard that? And it's like, yeah, it's great that we heard that, I think, because I think some people too could obviously take that as like a, oh no, is he mad at everybody? Well, and it's like, no, I turned to you and I said, that's exactly the way my college coach talked to us.
And his frustration, he talked about post practice, was kind of the end of the scrimmage. It was a tight scrimmage. And, you know, in those moments, you got to execute the right way. And he made it a point to talk about Mason Jones,
yeah,
who has worked on his game and has developed so well the last year for Sacramento, who's on a 2-way contract. And he said, Mason played great today. He was great.
Yep.
But at the end of the game, he had a couple of turnovers. One of the turnovers, he was looking at the official and did not get back.
Uh-huh.
And those are things that can't happen. And then he said, then I want my vets. I went to Fox, Sabonis, and DeMar and said, you guys need to call that out to him. So this is what training camp's for.
Yep.
At these moments, this is a good learning lesson for someone like Mason. It's like, dude, like, you're getting an opportunity here. Like, you played great for the majority of the time, but those minor details, that's what can cost you a game. So that's why Mike kind of went after all the guys a little bit after.
Yeah. But I also, you just mentioned that other little lesson thing, like making sure that the vets and the other guys are being like, this is those times when you use your voice and your leadership to make sure. And again, Mason wasn't on their team specifically, but it is a practice. And I think
you're on the team.
And you're on the team. Like, you are training, you are making sure, you are practicing all things, whether it is being vocal, being a leader, and or just making sure you're doing all the little things like getting back.
So after practice, we heard from Mike Brown, DeMar DeRozan, and De'Aaron Fox. And DeMar DeRozan had a couple of interesting things to talk about today. I asked him about what he likes about the dribble handoff game between him and Sabonis.
What do you like about the DHO game with you and Sabonis?
You can't guard it. I mean, that's what I like about it. You know, it's just have an IQ big like that, being able to screen, pass the ball, make quick decisions. You got to make a decision. You know, when I'm coming off or if you're going to keep it, if you're going to score, there's just so many options out of that and be able to play out of that. You know, it makes it tough for defensive players to kind of make a decision on either one of us.
Some high praise there from DeMar. He's like unguardable. He's talking about that play being unguardable for the Kings.
And he said it so quickly, too. Just the confidence in that. Yeah. And I think we've heard Mike Brown so many times talk about the DHO game as well. And the other day he was talking about, hey, there's going to be defenses that try to come underneath and they get lost, or try to come over and they get lost. And hearing those things from coach is one thing, but then when you hear it from the player that is actually going to be the one executing this on the floor, the confidence within DeMar DeRozan, again, it goes to Domas Sabonis being that big body, the timing, everything just feeling so good, so smooth together.
Yeah, he also talked about Keon Ellis and what he has seen from him in training camp.
Man, young guy, amazing. You know, I remember him last year a lot defensively, just things he was doing. But to be out there with him, you know, to see his awareness, especially on the defensive end, is definitely amazing. And the way he's been shooting the ball, definitely amazing. So, you know, he reminds me of one of those, you know, Alex Caruso type of guys, you know, and that's the type of player you want to have on your team. Somebody hard-nosed, go out there, do all the dirty work, and get down and dirty defensively for sure.
Yeah, so much time has talked about, you know, Keegan Murray as one of the Kings' young up-and-comers, yeah, right? But you think about Keon Ellis, where he was at the start of camp last year as a two-way guy, uncertain about, like, what kind of playing time he would get. It seems like he's now, like, a staple of what the Kings are trying to do.
Yes.
And when you hear DeMar, who played with Alex Caruso, compare him to Caruso, you kind of see that. A guy that is a ball hawk, who loves and embraces defense, deflections up there.
Yeah.
And then can knock down the three. It's an interesting comp.
Yeah, I mean, the comp is great, too, because you think about the league when Alex Caruso was traded. It was, wait, was this something that all other teams were looking for? Like everyone,
and apparently the Kings had interest.
Yes,
right?
And there's a lot of teams that want that type of player. And the fact that DeMar DeRozan is talking about Keon like that in the same breath, yeah, you're going, okay, with more and more minutes, with more and more experience, Keon Ellis is going to keep gaining this same type of respect. But again, it goes to Keon just always being putting in the work and just being that type of guy.
Keon is and a lot of the Kings young guys are, it's like, what do you need from me? I'll go do it. Oh, Keon's like, my role is to go out there, defend my ass off, pick up 94 feet, knock down open threes,
make
good decisions.
Is it off the bench? Is it in a starting role? Like, I'm down. I'm doing it.
I'm really excited about Keon's opportunity. I'm really excited about Keegan, too. But I'm like, man, Keon has the ability, really, with that starting lineup, to thrive.
Well, and the fact, again, that we're seeing more and more people talk about him, and really the way that they are talking about him is not being like, yeah, this is such a great story, oh, I love his journey and where he's come and he's so cheap. No, it's like, whoa, this guy is shifting the identity, well, is helping the identity of the defense become something else, yeah, from what we saw it at the end of last year.
And now the Kings are in a spot where when you have Fox, Keon, and Keegan out there, that's three plus defenders.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That could be exciting. Good news for the Sacramento Kings. Another topic that's seemingly a hot topic really since Sabonis came to Sacramento is Sabonis and the three-point shot, right? Even just taking more mid-range shots. And I had a chance to ask Mike Brown about Sabonis' three-point shooting. And the reason I'm looking at it is, like, last year Sabonis shot a hair under 38%, took 1.1 attempts per game.
Uh-huh.
It felt like that's an efficient number. If he's shooting 38%, let's go. We've talked about this so many times, Morgan. I'd like to see that number go up. Can it go up to 3-4? Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. Get me more attempts. So I was curious to get Mike Brown's perspective on it. And here's what he had to say about Sabonis and his three-point attempts.
Domas was pretty efficient from three last year on a lower volume. Yeah. Would you like to see more three-point attempts from him this year? Like, where's the balance for him?
Yeah, you know, if he's open, he's worked really hard on it. He shot it, at a really high percentage for the volume that he did take him at. And so, you know, hey, in my opinion, increase it a little bit more. I'm not saying go from 1 to 14 a game or 13 a game, but you go from 1 to 3 to 5 a game and see where you are and see how the defense plays you. And you know, if he's going to shoot it at the same clip or at least close to the same clip, now it's just going to create more space for everybody because this man has to step up a little higher to take away the open catch and shoot three.
Has that been a point of emphasis, like in conversations with him maybe to do that?
Cool. I've talked to him about it and he's been working on it, you know, but I'm not going to continue pressing him because I don't want to put pressure on him to where it's taken away from what his strength is, you know. And what I told him is instead of half rolling, I don't know, 12 to 15 times a game, maybe half roll 9 to 12 times a game, and the other three or so times pop all the way back to three. So it's a fine balance because when you half roll, now it makes it a little harder for ball handlers that are obviously, you know, pretty creative in Malik and DeMar and Fox, you know, to be able to get downhill and score and or spray it, you know. And so picking or choosing where that balance is between the half roll and the pop all the way back is something that we're going to concentrate a little bit more on this year.
So like I said, 1.1 attempts per game last year. And he's saying, can we get it to 3 to 5? He's had the conversation with Sabonis about getting more opportunities on maybe a pick and pop instead of pick and roll all the time. If Sabonis can get to that number, and I'm not going to go to 5 right away. Like,
great, don't.
And I don't want him to overthink it either. But give me 3 attempts per game. If you're shooting that well, get it to 4. That could do wonders for the Kings' offense and their spacing.
It could do wonder for the Kings' offense, but it could do wonders for his game as an individual as he keeps trying to evolve as a big in this league. And while so many, you know, want to call him that undersized big, he's still doing his job down low in so many different ways, right? Like ending a defensive possession by grabbing that rebound. And I know sometimes you think, okay, well, pulling him out of there, is that not allowing him to do that main job? No, here's the thing to that though, Deuce, is how many times has Mike Brown, even in this training camp, talked about how he wants other people to crash, how he wants the guards to crash? I know Devin Carter isn't playing yet, but that was someone in college who was a rebounding guard. And you have to think about that possibly being the shift or the mentality. And if it is around 3 attempts, come on, 3 possessions where he's not in there battling, everyone else, make sure that you're also doing your job.
Yeah, and maybe if he can hit it efficiently, it's going to be really problematic for other
teams.
Didn't
even think about that.
The reality is, like, you're not going to guard Sabonis strong. It's like they're going to have some hard-ass closeouts from opposing defenses. Mm-mm. When he gets those looks, they're going to be open, and you need him not to hesitate. And then if he starts knocking them down on a consistent basis, then you're going to see that defense shift. And all of a sudden, that opens things up for some of the quick guards on Sacramento from Fox, Monk's craftiness, DeMar DeRozan. You could see what they could do. And to your point, you know what? It'd be nice for him not to get his face knocked in 800 times a game. He's not going to have to worry about that as much if he's knocking down some more threes.
Yeah, evolve your game. And like you said, the wonders what it could do for this offense. And like Mike Brown said in that clip, you know, he's not saying, hey, attempt 14 per game. It's like just
Well, that's why I was curious. I was like, okay, I understand not 14, Mike. What's the number? And he said 3 to 5. And the example he used was interesting. He was talking about the short roll for Sabonis and how it's usually like 12 to 15 times a game for him on the short roll where he stops in that mid-range area or whatever. Well, he's saying, can you get that number to 9 to 12 and then pop a little more? Yep. And I think that's good that he's had that conversation. You know, you just talked about the evolution of the game. I think Sabonis he's one of those guys that, like, he is so conscious of trying to get his team involved. He's always looking to make a play. And sometimes the best play for him is just to take the shot, especially if you are shooting it at an efficient level. And it's an area of his game. We've seen him the last couple of offseasons. He takes it, works on it all offseason long. He's got to do it in the game.
You can't get better at anything unless you're doing it. And I'm not saying doing it at practice. I'm saying you got to be doing it in game situations. And if he keeps the attempts around that number two, you're not looking at this like, oh, why is he still shooting these threes? No, because he's trying to make sure he's adding that to his game.
Yeah. And I first noticed it a couple of days ago at a scrimmage where I think it was a two-man game with he and Fox, and he popped. I'm like, oh, interesting. We don't see that a ton. So the Kings have an off day on Sunday. Another practice on Monday, probably a light practice on Tuesday, and then Wednesday, the Warriors in town. Kings Warriors, that game will actually on ESPN as well. We can't wait for it.
I am so excited. Even though this week was so fun, I just had so much fun with it.
Being back in the gym.
Yeah, I missed Kings basketball.
The vibes feel good for me. I don't want to say I just checked myself there because around you go to any like training camp in the league, you see video, like every person, like the vibes seem really good. Everyone spirited camp. It's like, you better be. It's the first week. If you guys are having infighting this week, if you're having issues now, probably not a good sign.
Shit's going to hit the fan all season long.
But no, I guess I, you know, for me personally, I get more and more optimistic about how tough this Kings offense could be to guard coming up this season. So
I'm with you.
I'm ready to go. Bring on Wednesday night. And also, reminder, you want tickets for our live show?
Oh.
Not many left. Not many left. I don't have the official update, but I can tell you it is closing in on a sellout. We're going to have 250-plus people in the building at Harlow's the night before the Sacramento Kings home opener against Minnesota. We are having a Deuce and Mo live experience. If you want to be there, go to harlows.com or go to the Harlow's box office.
Yeah.
Also, hit the thumbs up and subscribe.
Deuce and Mo. They tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo. The podcast that you know.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.